WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mary Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to marymaids.com. Mary Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The end of the state legislature's special session means the end of the line for the chance of billions of dollars of new buildings at state universities. Governor Perry did not add House Bill 5 to the special session agenda. The measure, also known as tuition revenue bonds, would have paid for $1.5 billion of new construction in the A&M and University of Texas systems. At A&M, the projects included a $64 million biocontainment research facility. Lawmakers wrapped up the third special session Monday night by approving a proposed constitutional amendment. If voters approve, transportation spending would increase by more than $1 billion a year by diverting oil and gas revenue away from the rainy day fund. Virtually no comments came from the Bryan City Council yesterday about hundreds of millions of dollars of proposed projects.
Ann Horton provided the only observation, and that was supporting staff plans to start designing the rebuilding of Texas Avenue from University to Villa Maria.
I would like to see us really give some serious consideration to this and get the process started. You say we're pretty good as far as capacity goes for 10 to 15 years.
Right.
But I don't want to see us get right up on top of that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so anytime we can start making some plans.
The project would include moving electric lines underground and landscaping similar to Texas Avenue and College Station. Staff also recommended nearly $8 million of capital improvement projects for next year. The list includes an expansion at the city cemetery, adding 875 plots along with rebuilding Washington and Old Curtin Road at the back of the cemetery. The council will vote on the next CIP in 3 weeks. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Now located in downtown Bryan, there could be a new home for the Community Emergency Operations Center, also known as the CEOC. Bryan City Councilman Greg Owens reported last night a feasibility study will be done.
This is a long-term plan to determine the feasibility of a future site, be it an existing facility, building a new facility on county property out in the Park Hudson area, placing the facility in the old police building or the City Hall annex, and some possible TAMU properties.
The CEOC is a shared function by the Twin Cities, Brazos County, and A&M. The lease on the current building runs through 2018. While candidates are filing for office in this November's election, interest has already started in local races for next year. The most activity involves the decision by Justice of the Peace George Boyette that he won't seek re-election. The Precinct 3 JP has held that position since 1989. Three people have notified the county clerk's office that they've appointed campaign treasurers for Boyette's post: Rick Vessel, Rick Hill, and Mickey Posey. Two incumbents have done the same thing: Precinct 2 Constable Donald Lampo and County Clerk Karen McQueen. The filing period for the 2014 primary starts November 9th. Boyette becomes the second judge to decide to retire next year, along with District Court Judge J.D. Langley. Local attorney Kyle Hawthorne has announced he will seek that position. The deadline is approaching to include this year's names on the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.
We accept names of veterans who are living, deceased, currently serving, and they do not have to serve during wartime. Peacetime service is absolutely as valid as any other. And they do not have to be just from Bryan College Station. They can be veterans living anywhere in the world who have served in the U.S. military service.
Spokeswoman Ann Boykin says more than 5,000 names are currently on the memorial at Veterans Park in College Station. August 15th is the last day to submit names in order to be included in this year's Veterans Day program. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Now that the third special session of the legislature is over, you have the opportunity to learn how what was done in Austin will affect the economy in Bryan College Station. Chamber of Commerce President Royce Hickman says WTAW's Scott DeLucia will be moderating a panel discussion at next week's Economic Outlook briefing.
You're going to have to feel sorry for Scott, because his job's going to be moderating State Senator Charles Swartner, State Representative Kyle Cassell, and State Representative John Rainey. Now, you get three of them in the room. Actually, those are all three great guys.
They are.
So I don't think you have that big of a challenge.
Reservations are still being accepted for next Wednesday's chamber luncheon at the Hilton. Government agencies are unable to say whether 140 cases of stomach illness in Texas are related to the hundreds elsewhere where the cyclospora infection source was traced to Mexican farming operations. The director of Texas A&M Center for Food Safety, Gary Acuff, says research generally is equally divided between safety concerns for plant and animal issues. He says food processors have made great strides in the past 20 years.
I don't know when I've ever seen the food industry as focused on food safety as they are right now. Consumers need to feel confident that the industry is really attempting to provide them with a safe product.
Acuff says research funding often switches to what is current in the news. And the Eagle newspapers will be late today due to problems with the printing press, but you can still catch up with them online. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 80 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
All right, make the switch right now to Suddenlink. You can bundle and you can save. And it is just a phone call away at 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com. I want to talk to you for a minute today about video on demand movies, which is great to have. Let's see. Yesterday, Oblivion, that's the Tom Cruise movie. That was available. Also, The Places Beyond the Pines. This was an Academy Award win nominee, had Ryan Gosling and Bradley Cooper in it. Olympus Has Fallen is coming up later on this month, as is Epic, as is Pain and Gain, as is The Great Gatsby. And quite often, those are weeks and weeks ahead of when you can get them on Redbox or Netflix. You can get that video on demand from Suddenlink. And also, they've got some pay-per-view events. If you like UFC, they've got one of those coming up before the end of the month as well. But again, all you do is call them at 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink, and you can get a true bundle right now. Satellite cannot do this. If you will switch now to Suddenlink and bundle, you can get the SL200 HDTV, 15-meg high-speed internet, and home phone for only $90 a month. Make the call 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power. And it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Good morning, it's 8:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine will get brighter and brighter as the day goes on. Temperatures will get warmer and warmer. We'll be at or above 100 degrees today. Could be as warm in a few spots as about 103 or 104. Clear for the most part, much of tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, up around 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be 75 to 80 degrees. We'll have sunny weather for Friday, and it looks like temperatures are going to be back close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So aside from these stinking mouse pads, we don't have anything to give away, do we? I mean, I wonder.
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, because
I've got a CMN coffee mug.
Nah.
It's when it starts getting to personal items from the
yeah,
from
really
the team.
Stuff. Yeah, stuff from the garage. Yeah. No, because the deal is the mayor's not here today. Mayor Barry's not here today, and so I was thinking, well, we could allow somebody to play Jethro trivia in the mayor's place, but then I also thought, you know, we could have just promoted the contest as be mayor of College Station for the day.
Oh,
see, but I got no prizes. So.
Be the stand-in mayor.
You see the situations I have to struggle with behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just what we have to do.
But, oh, call and cry to Mr. Downs.
I know. Well,
Your life is so tragic.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying that. Just
only if there's no Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
Diet
Coke.
Sorry,
hello?
That was a...
All right, hello. Hello.
I will do it for no prize whatsoever. I'd love to be mayor for the day.
Well, okay, now, it may end before City Hall actually opens up. And you might have to, I don't know, tweet whatever you think you would like to do if you had the chance. But anyway, okay, so who's this?
This is Ben.
Hey, Ben. Okay, here we go. It's time now for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. And so here we go. Our oranges are in danger. A citrus virus is threatening to destroy them. However, scientists are working to create a new genetically modified orange plant that will include the DNA from what? Is it A, a pig, B, spiders, C, a cactus, or D, a can of Raid? I think you can get rid of that one. Once again, our oranges are in danger. So a citrus virus is threatening to destroy them. Scientists are working to create a new genetically modified orange plant that will include DNA from what? Is it a pig, a spider, a cactus, or a can of Raid? Kat, you'll go first.
I'm going to go with cactus.
Go with cactus. Okay. Kevin?
Spider for the win.
Spider for the win. All right, Ben?
Well, I actually like the cactus one, so I'm going to go with a bottle of Raid.
Oh, good. Thank God you don't win. Okay, you're not going to be the mayor of College Station. I'm sorry. It's a pig. It's a pig. Oh, thanks for playing, Ben. I appreciate that. Okay. It's something called citrus greening, which is not a beauty treatment that they offer at the spa in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, what it is, in fact, is it is a disease that is wiping out orange crops all over the world. If no cure is found, oranges will go extinct. What are they going to call the Orange Bowl then?
I don't know.
It'll just be a faint memory.
But see, I had heard that they were attempting to cure it with a gene from spinach also.
Which is very green.
Yeah, it is.
But that's gross. A pig gene.
Pig DNA pretty much repels the citrus virus.
That repels me.
Okay, stopping it dead in its tracks, so to speak. The growers are trying to design a new orange plant from the DNA, hoping to engineer resistance to the disease.
Bacon oranges?
Yeah, well, what I'm thinking
is... It's the perfect breakfast.
If the virus is able to mutate around that, then what will we end up having?
Get green pigs.
I don't know, something like that. Or like you say, bacon-flavored oranges, maybe. I'm not sure. Which would kind of defeat the purpose of oranges, wouldn't it?
I don't like all this stuff.
You could get bacon with vitamin C, though. That'd be
a pretty good
combination. Mm. It would.
Oh, there's a company that I saw something this weekend that's called Soylent.
Uh-oh.
And what they've done is taken soybeans and lentils, and it's like the perfect food.
Huh.
And it's powdered, and they think it could solve, you know, not just world hunger, but one of those things that will allow in case of, you know, like catastrophic emergencies and...
Yeah.
Well, see, that doesn't gross me out. It's like, it's a legume.
I'm just laughing because they call it Soylent.
Yeah,
that's gross.
Yeah. Okay, we all remember Miss South Carolina.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe... Yeah. That U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries
so that we can all live together and be
happy. Build up our future.
Kumbaya,
thank you.
Okay. My Lord.
Thank you very much. Thank you, but I mean, here's the deal. If we're supposed to help the kids in South Africa, are we going to bus them over here, or are we sending teachers over there? I mean, it brought up a lot of questions.
It really did.
So for that, you know, so that moment in time, which we've chosen to continue with Miss South Carolina, may now be offset by 18-year-old Kendra McKenzie Gill.
Uh-oh.
Kendra McKenzie Gill. Now, Kendra earned the crown of Miss Riverton last month. That was in Utah. She may get to keep the crown. She may not. She, in fact, has been charged with tossing homemade bombs at houses. Over the weekend, she
didn't win Miss Congeniality.
No, she didn't. She was arrested over the weekend for allegedly making bombs using water bottles filled with aluminum foil and toilet bowl cleaner.
Why did she do that?
Well,
whose houses were they?
Officials received several reports that someone was tossing incendiary devices at local homes from a car window. So Kendra was arrested along with three friends and charged with 10 first-degree felonies.
She threw 10 of these things out?
Well, I guess so. She also was scheduled to move on to the Miss Utah competition. And had she won that, you know, she'd have been in the Miss America pageant. But my thought is that she may have to give up her crown, which also scares me because who knows what the runner-up for Miss Riverton looked like, you know?
My thought is that that's one hell of a talent portion of the program.
Well, yeah, it is. Oh, you're right. Gosh. They could do. You know, nobody else would challenge her on that.
No.
You know, it's kind of like, throwing the baseball through the tire. You know, you hang a tire back there and let her throw incendiary devices through it. But anyhow, we'll see how that works out. But that's we'll watch for her name in the news. That's Kendra McKenzie Gill, 10 counts, first degree felony. Huh. Okay. Not talking to Charles Schwartner today either. Obviously, he's off on a vacation. Well, he's off on a vacation. Obviously, the Senate is over.
Some well-needed rest.
That's it. So, but he'll be here in town next week to talk to us at that Chamber of Commerce deal. A Budapest company has brought back vinyl from the dead, this time in the form of eyewear. Handmade glasses are perfect for lovers of all things vintage, music, and eco-friendly all in the same thing. To make the frames, old vinyl records are recycled, then carved into classic shapes. They're made by hand, so each model is unique. Each pair of glasses also comes with a unique handmade case that actually is old 7-inch vinyl single folded in half.
Now, I would get one of those. I would get
cool.
The record case. That's cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Don't care about the glasses that much, but not bad. So, wasn't it always fun to go visit Grandma? You never knew when you were a young kid, you never knew what you'd find digging around Grandma's house. Well, last week, Alex Cutler stumbled upon three mysterious cases in the corner of his grandma's attic. Granny, what are these? Neither his grandmother nor his father knew what was inside, so they pried open the box. Can you imagine the surprise when they discovered a large sarcophagus holding a true-to-life mummy in it? When they opened the other cases, they found earthenware, an Egyptian death mask. All that right there.
What state was that?
That was in Germany, actually, when it happened. So how did the seemingly ancient relics get into the attic in Germany? Alex's dad says Alex's grandfather, who passed away 12 years ago, went traveling through North Africa in the 1950s, but spoke very little of his travels, and it's possible that he had the mummies shipped home. Psst, don't go in the attic. Anyway.
That's creepy, mummy in the attic.
Very real possibility that the items are fake. The sarcophagus and death masks appear to be relics, but Alex's dad feels like he's got a chance that the mummy is the real thing, so there you go.
Well, they'll have the coolest Halloween display of anybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Come on up in the attic and have a look at that. A Florida restaurant said it got rid of its arcade-style claw devices used to pull live lobsters from the tank.
I'd play that game.
Yeah, until late July, diners at the Carolina Ale House in Doral, Florida, could pay $2 to win a live lobster by grabbing it with a mechanical claw, similar to those that you grab teddy bears and other things. Management removed it, stopped serving live lobsters after animal rights activists complained about the game.
Oh, I would have told them to go jump.
No, a lobster wrote him a letter. The animal rights activists credit her attitude toward management that convinced them to pull the game. Manager said she came in and we hit it off. The last thing we want to do is offend anybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, see, I guess if I go to that restaurant, then I'm mad that I can't play my game.
Now, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, once again, but they said they're not going to carry live lobsters anymore, so maybe they're saving money there. But nonetheless, yeah, it seems like that'd be fun, you know.
Yeah, or what I would do is just make a thing of toy lobsters and then have the real lobsters in the tank like a normal restaurant.
Oh, listen to you. My gosh. Yeah, but you got to get them moving around, you know, because for $2, you can't just, you know, crank the little thing down there and pick up and then, you know, take the rubber lobster or whatever it is.
Well, those games are hard.
Yeah. Okay.
Not really.
Well, I know who I'm going to the fair with.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty. Integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is, unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power. And it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Cutting the cord. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Fewer of us are paying for television. New research says 380,000 people cut the cord in the second quarter, dropping subscriptions to TV service from cable, phone, and satellite providers. Pay TV companies say rising programming fees being demanded by content providers are forcing them to raise rates and price some customers out of the market. Media companies see it differently. Wells Fargo and American Express will be doing some business together. Wells Fargo will offer American Express credit cards to its 70 million customers. Yahoo has launched a 30 Days of Change marketing campaign that will lead up to the introduction of a new corporate logo. The internet media company will display a different logo on its homepage each day for the next 4 weeks and announce September 4th which logo is being made permanent. Concerns about when the Federal Reserve will start to wind down its bond buying program could continue to weigh on Wall Street today. The futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zorneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Accessorizing the brain with silk may someday prevent epilepsy.
That's the goal of neurobiologist Detlev Boysen of the Legacy Research Institute in Portland, Oregon. Epilepsy can materialize after a head injury. In rats, Boysen's team linked the onset of epilepsy to a temporary drop in a biological chemical called adenosine. He also showed that silk implants laced with adenosine could prevent this from happening.
And this is a major achievement because none of the currently used anti-epileptic drugs can prevent the development of epilepsy.
The implants haven't been tried in humans yet, but silk is already used in surgical sutures because it decomposes safely in the body, so putting it in brains wouldn't be much of a stretch. The finding also suggests that more permanent adenosine-releasing implants could manage epilepsy in patients who already have it. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If voters approve, highway funding in Texas would increase by more than $1 billion a year. That's the gist of the compromise reached Monday night by state lawmakers. The proposed constitutional amendment would divert oil and gas revenue away from the rainy day fund. With more than 3 weeks available in the third special session, Governor Perry decided against adding any other subjects. That was a disappointment to those serving Brazos County and other districts where state universities are located. They were among supporters of passing a law allowing for tuition revenue bonds to finance new construction. Between the A&M and University of Texas systems, it would have meant $1.5 billion of new buildings. For A&M, that included more than $107 million for Health Science Center buildings in Temple, Round Rock, and Dallas. Representatives of the Twin Cities, Brazos County, and A&M share responsibility for the Community Emergency Operations Center. It's currently housed in downtown Bryan in space leased for another 5 years. At last night's Bryan City Council meeting, Greg Owens reported a feasibility study will be conducted about a possible move that might include more than the CEOC.
The board also discussed other complementary service providers such as the 911 district, inclusive of all dispatch services provided to the city of Bryan and Brazos County. Other dispatch services being located in the CEOC were discussed as well.
Owen's list of possible sites included a new building on county-owned land in Bryan's Park Hudson neighborhood, along with the city's former police headquarters and unnamed properties on the A&M campus. The Bryan City Council was given a preview of what they'll be voting on in 3 weeks for the next capital improvements plan.
The council gave no direction yesterday to project recommendations for 2014 through 2018. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says proposals for next year includes expanding the city cemetery and nearby street work.
The total project would allow the cemetery room for 875 20-by-30 plots. We would actually go in and realign Washington and Old Curtin, so we'd straighten out that hard bend, make that a little drive better there.
The council will vote on the four-year list, which includes nearly $8 million of work next year on August 27. Staff also presented options to rebuild Texas Avenue. No direction was given by the council on the recommendation to do an engineering study to move electric lines underground in Landscape, Texas from University to Villa Maria. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A week from Thursday is the deadline to submit names to be added to the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Spokeswoman Ann Boykin says active and retired members of the military are eligible, as are those who are living or deceased, regardless of whether they live here.
There probably aren't any people in this entire community who don't know a veteran. And if there is somebody out there who doesn't know a veteran, but, you know, wants to support our memorial and keep these names going on forever, we accept donations. Any amount of money would be wonderful to keep this going and keep the memorial itself.
The new names will be recognized during the annual Veterans Day program at the memorial, located at Veterans Park and College Station. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to more information from the memorial. There are two judges in Brazos County who plan to retire next year. And there are already three people planning to seek the Precinct 3 Justice of the Peace position held by George Boyette since 1989. Mickey Posey, Rick Hill, and Rick Vessel have notified the county clerk's office that they've appointed campaign treasurers. Last month, District Court Judge J.D. Langley disclosed he would not seek re-election. Local attorney Kyle Hawthorne has announced he will seek that post.
Two more incumbents for the 2014 election have also filed paperwork declaring campaign treasurers, County Clerk Karen McQueen and Precinct 2 Constable Donald Lampo. The filing period for the 2014 primary starts November 9th. National attention about food contamination related to the cyclospora infection is on the minds of scientists at Texas A&M's Center for Food Safety.
The way we're trying to do this is provide a facility that belongs to all the members of the center, and we're trying to outfit it with some of the best instrumentation available out there and provide that for the faculty to use as long as they're doing some sort of food safety research.
Director Gary Acuff says membership in the center is open to other universities that have similar interests but cannot afford a costly laboratory. Food safety research is generally divided equally between animal and plant issues. Now that the Texas legislature has finished, the BCS Chamber of Commerce is full steam ahead with next week's Economic Outlook briefing. Operations Director Burl Hagwood says that includes a panel discussion with local lawmakers.
Legislation has an impact on business. It has an impact on all of us. A lot went on, so this will be a very fun, dynamic panel and a great time to learn about how that's going to affect our local economy.
WTAW Scott DeLucia will moderate the panel featuring Representatives John Rainey and Kyle Cassell and Senator Charles Schwertner. Reservations for next Wednesday's luncheon at the College Station Hilton can be made by contacting the chamber. And if you are an Eagle subscriber, your paper will be late today because a drive motor broke on the printing press, but they're still on the web. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 81 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will thoroughly clean for you on every visit. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to deep clean, just a clean home to enjoy. Call Molly Maid today to get the clean you can trust, 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Did you know Blinn College can help you earn a small fortune? Blinn graduates earn $270,000 more over a career than someone with just a high school diploma. But our degrees won't cost you a fortune. Blinn was just named among the nation's most affordable colleges, with tuition and fees about one-third the cost of public four-year schools. Just imagine what you'll learn and the money you'll save. Education is of value at Blinn. Find out more at blinn.edu/future. Blinn College. Proven.
8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Sunshine will get brighter and brighter as the day goes on. Temperatures will get warmer and warmer. We'll be at or above 100 degrees today. Could be as warm in a few spots as about 103 or 104. Clear for the most part, much of tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, up around 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Those will be 75 to 80 degrees. We'll have sunny weather for Friday, and it looks like temperatures are going to be back close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's time for our diet segment. Time for our diet segment. Imagine, if you will, every fast food item that you've ever loved together in one sandwich. Such a thing does exist. It's called the Big Fat Fatty. The Big Fat Fatty.
Okay.
Okay. It's from Fat Sal's, which is an over-the-top sandwich shop out in California. Let's break this bad boy down for you. First, you got cheesesteak, cheeseburgers, pastrami, chicken fingers. What? Sorry. Didn't have the sports room turned on. Kevin comes,
yes.
Gives me that look like, what?
I kept trying to talk.
Okay. Sorry, yep. So it's Fat Sal's again. Here we go. It's a cheesesteak, cheeseburgers, pastrami, chicken fingers, bacon, mozzarella sticks, fried eggs, jalapeno poppers, fries, onion rings, chili, marinara, and fat sauce, whatever that is. And it all comes on a 27-inch garlic bread roll.
So, in essence, a famous sandwich.
Yeah, be everything that you'd want all together. The sandwich costs $49.95, and you can order it, and if you can eat it, in less than 40 minutes, the sandwich is free.
Can they put it in a bowl?
Well, all right. Do I have to go find it?
No, you don't have to go find it. Okay. The thought of that in a bowl, just, I think, yeah. Is absolutely perfect.
Only a few people have been able to finish the challenge successfully. One person, Jamie, got to create the custom sandwich and name it. The Fat Jamie is on par with the Big Fat Fatty, with grilled ham, chicken fingers, grilled jalapenos, onions, melted mozzarella, sliced avocado, shredded lettuce, pico de gallo, fries, fresh lime juice, mayo, and it's all on a hero roll. And if you're still hungry for dessert, you can order Fat Sal's scrumptious spoon-in shakes. The spoon-in shake translates to a sweet cavity and food coma-inducing. Flavors include the number 5 with vanilla ice cream, a whole slice of New York cheesecake, strawberries, graham cracker crumbs, and a number 1 with chocolate ice cream, peanut butter, marshmallow fluff, roasted peanuts, and sea salt.
Ooh, I love marshmallow fluff.
Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it? Not good for, I mean, it's not good for you,
no.
But it's pretty tasty. So, anyway, we've got that, but the big deal that we have, Taco Bell says it is expanding its small test of waffle tacos as it prepares to take the breakfast menu nationwide sometime next year. The waffle taco, which would include scrambled eggs, sausage, and a side of syrup, which, again, would be so easy to handle as you're driving. Do you dip the syrup? Do you pour the syrup over it? Do you have to tear the syrup open with your teeth? You know what I'm saying? It just could get messy.
It could.
Waffle tacos during breakfast hours, 5 Southern California restaurants testing it earlier this year. Now the company wants to see how it would fare in the bigger scale. The waffle tacos and the full breakfast menu will be expanded to about 100 restaurants in Fresno, California, Omaha, Nebraska, Chattanooga. That all starts tomorrow.
I know coming up here in just a little bit, we've got Today in History, right?
Yeah, we will.
But what is this week? It's Shark Week.
Oh, it is. It's Shark Week, yeah.
So what would be more apropos than a guy getting bitten by a shark?
Oh, good. See, he probably saved it till this week.
One would think.
Yeah.
That in itself, not that big a deal.
Okay.
But as you read through the story and see everything, you know, he was saved by his father-in-law. It's all great. And then he is the luckiest guy, however, on the planet.
Cause?
He's been bitten by a shark.
Okay.
He's been struck by lightning.
Wow.
He's been bitten by a rattlesnake.
Okay.
And attacked by monkeys twice.
Twice?
Yes, not once, but twice.
He's
lucky guy.
Where does he live?
Tampa. He got attacked in the Bahamas, but he lives in Tampa. He's from Florida.
Okay, perfect. Well, okay.
He did joke about the shark attack, saying it's the greatest weight loss program ever.
Oh, very nice.
He lost 2 pounds in 3 seconds.
Oh, wow. So really, you got a hold of him. Okay. All right, see how that works out for us.
But I thought for Shark Week, why not?
Thank you. City in South Korea just turned on its first network of roads that power electric vehicles as they drive.
Slot cars!
Man, the city of Gumi was electrified, if you will, for 15 miles on a road. It works by transmitting electricity through cables. Oh, okay. The cables are about a foot below the road. I guess it's so that you can't touch them. By running power through the cables at a specific frequency, an electromagnetic field is generated. A coil located underneath vehicles interfaces with this field and generates a current, charging the vehicle's batteries. City is currently using the technology with a few electric buses. Oh, so it's just their vehicles. It's not like you can't buy one and have the city be charging it up.
That's, no, but I bet there's a way to retrofit if you've got a Volt or Prius or whatever.
You can hack into the system and see what you need to do. All right, Facebook changing again. In the process of rolling out very gradually a redesigned news feed. And if you like Facebook and your phone or tablet and you think the current desktop version is stale, then you're in for a nice surprise. The updated look features a more app-like feel in its navigation icons. Okay,
so. It still won't work on Apple worth of junk.
Is that right?
No.
Well, have at it for all you people who want to. It's there. The National Park Service is holding Alumni Day.
What does that mean?
At Alcatraz. I know it sounds weird, but this is the deal. The annual event is this Sunday at Alcatraz, which marks the anniversary of the prison's opening, and it will feature several former residents, including correctional officers, their families, and a former inmate. Now, the former residents will share personal stories about the prison's past and will participate in discussions and tours and other events. Among those returning would be Darlene Shepherd. She's age 79, lived on the island when her dad worked at the prison in the 1950s, said that she learned how to pick padlocks as a teenager living on Alcatraz.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a skill for you.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I knew how to do that.
All right.
Just seems like a cool skill.
Oh, you know it, sure. Hey, let me do that. You can pull a bobby pin out of your hair then and, do that.
Hey.
Yeah, let's do retro there.
You know how many pins I use in my hair.
Yeah, 845. All right, so here, there's an app for everything, right?
Yes.
Okay, now there's getting to be a weight loss app for everything. If you ever wanted to lose 10 pounds and thought, hey, this would be so much easier,
go
ladies,
find a bigger shark.
Or if I chop off my head.
Yeah, well, you get any of that. But if a hot guy was insulting you every time you did something unhealthy, well, luckily now there's a new Japanese app that will provide this super helpful service right there on your mobile device. The app, which will be released this month, based on a weight loss app for men called Nishu. But again, this is in Japan. In the original version, pretty anime ladies support users as they try to lose weight, offering words of encouragement.
Go!
Why do girls need words of discouragement?
This the other way. Yes, in this version, what happens is you basically get abused if you don't continue with the workout.
I'd rather have encouragement. I think positive reinforcement, it's proven as...
Sure. Well, again,
producing better results.
They put together this again. This handsome guy as anime, and then he's gonna, see how that works out for him.
Tell you how terrible you are.
That's it.
Well, fine. If I'm that terrible, if I'm sunk, I'm just gonna go take
that's
a spoon
right.
to the.
That's right.
You know,
to the cheesecake
Dairy Queen
feeling.
Dip cone. Right. In
them
there.
Too. Yeah. Any of those? That's there's a Dairy Queen dip cone in there.
I was trying to say. Chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
Oh.
But Dairy Queen dip cone is what came out.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because that's what I was... Kind of like earlier when I meant to say Diet Coke and I said Dr. Pepper.
Are you thinking that you want to hit the Dairy Queen as soon as you get finished here?
I think my body is just revolting against me.
Oh, well.
Staging a mutiny.
Good luck with that.
Mutiny in the newsroom.
There you are. One of the most compelling Tumblr blogs right now is The Life of a Stranger Who Stole My Phone.
Okay.
Which follows the adventures of Hafid. Hafid is a resident of Dubai, and entirely through the photos that he is taking on an iPhone that he allegedly stole from a beach in Spain.
Mm.
Now, Hafid neglected to turn off the photo upload function in the Dropbox. So as a result, that's a file-sharing app, which means that every time Hafid takes a photo... The original owner of the iPhone gets a copy on her computer.
No, I have a girlfriend who's on the Facebook, and she's posts pictures of a man who stole her phone who does selfies all the time.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's pretty... If you're doing selfies, it means you have no friends to take your picture. You know what I'm saying? Just a little sad.
Good point. Good point.
And she... You know, I can...
My friend is not a shirtless guy with tattoos.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm just thinking somewhere in our world now, selfies, you know, this, again, this is a new word, right? Mm-hmm. This is something that hasn't been part of our lexicon for very long. I mean, are we gonna end up seeing the little Valentine hearts that'll say selfies on them? Will Hallmark or American Greeting put together, you know, cards about selfies and how, as you say, how poor and what a loser you must be if you're doing selfies?
That's exactly what I said, but the thought.
But you said no friends, okay? Yeah, right, that doesn't mean you're a loser, is that it? Is that what?
I'm just trying to not sound as mean as it sounds.
Oh, it's okay. Mean's all right. You know, we know you're still a sweet person inside.
Well,
get that mean streak every once in a while. Well, after all, you do live with cats, right?
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Pain Center.
They prescribed Xanax for my cat
yesterday. Thank you for voting us Best Pain Center again by both the Eagles Reader's Choice and Best of the Brazos. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call 696-VEIN for an appointment or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Besco Custom Jewelers, where your money pays for what you're buying, not for where you're buying it. Get away from the mass-produced retail jewelry trap and step up to award-winning quality and craftsmanship. Find them online at BescoJewelers.com. Texas made, Texas proud.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
I know these hot Texas roads are tough on my tires. While I may not know a lot about the tires themselves, I do fit the female stereotype of knowing how to shop. So I did my homework and found BCS Tires and Lifts is my kind of place. They're local and offer free tire inspections, free roadside assistance, free flat repair, free tire rotation, and a nationwide warranty. Plus, when I do need tires, they'll meet or beat anyone else's prices. That's BCS Tires and Lifts on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner and College Station. Give them your keys. Put your mind at ease.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 8 till. I've decided I'd wait until later on to do this. Most people who are allergic to chocolate aren't having a reaction to cocoa or any of chocolate's other official ingredients. The flare-up, most likely, it says here, triggered by ground-up cockroach parts.
I would say bugs.
Yeah, yeah. That it says here, contaminate every bite. Contaminate every bite. The average chocolate bar contains 8 insect parts. I guess it depends on which part it is. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm guessing it also depends on what kind of chocolate it is.
Yeah, probably true. Anything less than 60 insect pieces per 100 grams of chocolate is deemed safe for consumption.
It's just proteins, all it is.
Allergists say that most foods contain natural contaminants. Yeah, let's call it a natural contaminant. That makes you feel so much better as you're consuming it. Aside from chocolate.
That's like calling terrorism a man-made disaster.
True. Here we go. Here's some more stuff that's got cockroach parts in it. Peanut butter.
Well, duh.
Macaroni. Fruit. Cheese. Popcorn and wheat. The roach bits, if you will. That's it. Call them roach bites.
Roach bits.
Anyway, can affect people with asthma as well as cause migraines, cramps, itching, or hives in people that are allergic to them. Again, that's probably on the...
How does it get in maybe dried fruit?
I guess. I'm not sure.
Because I've never bitten into an apple and gone, ooh, roach part.
There's a roach part. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. An Orange County, California sheriff's deputy arraigned on Monday for misdemeanor assault stemming from a bad case of tainted pizza. It would be Deputy Juan Tavera. Pulled over a car last fall, and while nobody was looking, blasted the pizza in the back seat with pepper spray.
Yikes.
The 19-year-old driver and four of his pals got sick from the pepper spray pie. What are you doing spraying a pizza with pepper spray? That's nuts. Michigan man told police that he picked up a friend for work. When he arrived at home, a woman he knows hit him with a set of wind chimes, then sprayed him three or four times with pepper spray. What, is everybody packing pepper spray now? Is that the way that it works?
No, not all of them, because I've got a story coming up next about the tasers.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. I'm ready.
This guy was a cat hoarder.
Like you are, yeah.
And okay. So the neighbors
hey,
called.
It happens.
Okay, yeah, right.
If
okay.
One cat's good, two cats great, you just start feeling like, well, maybe if I get enough cats, it'll equal a human.
No.
Well, but it doesn't.
The neighbors called to complain and said the house just absolutely reeks. So the chief of police in this small town decided he was going to stop by. The guy started cursing at them, and the chief pulled out the taser and shot himself in the hand.
Himself?
Yes.
Very nice.
Oh, no, it gets better.
Oh, okay.
So he reloaded the taser and shot his partner in the forehead.
Oh, man. Oh.
How old is this guy?
I don't know. Finally, reloaded a third time and shot the guy that was being ugly twice.
Twice.
Yes.
Once in the hand, once in the head?
Third time.
Just to make up for it?
Doesn't say.
And it was with his good hand, so that's good. All right. Where was this?
Wyoming.
Okay, there you
are. For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses. Here's Gaines West.
At West Webb, Arbretton and Gentry, we get nothing but positive feedback about our involvement as a business partner with the Arts Council. They know that it makes us not only a community player, but an important part of the overall growth of our area.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC. I see.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
I just did something very troubling.
What?
I thought I remembered seeing a movie where one of the scenes was a guy gets a taser shot in the forehead. And I don't remember what the movie was. It was a comedy, I'm sure. And so I go in to try to find that on YouTube to see if I could reference the movie. And, you know, then you just find videos of people who have tased other people in the forehead just to put it on YouTube.
Hey, I have a friend who shot himself in the face with one of those stapler guns you can shoot.
Yeah.
That was really stupid.
Pneumatic.
He has a video being shot with a stapler gun in the forehead. So.
Okay, doing it is stupid. Recording it is even stupider. One of the stars of the internet is a cat called Grumpy Cat.
Yes, it is.
You've seen his sourpuss show up on your Facebook news feeds and blogs, and his photos are accompanied by grumpy thoughts. Now Grumpy Cat has been turned into a weather kitty app. A weather kitty.
Excellent. That's what we need in Texas.
It'll display a different kitty based on the weather and the time the kittens are outdoors when it's sunny, asleep at night, and react strongly to extreme conditions. There are over 100 cats organized in four themes, which include the Grumpy Cat, and users can even add their own cats to create their own personalized theme.
I love that Grumpy Cat.
I know it's not Tuesday.
Okay.
I was on YouTube, too, and Sesame Street has... Now, you may not recognize this.
Oh, so this is the...
It's Iconopop. It's a hit song called I Love It. But Sesame Street recut it.
Is it Cookie Monster?
It's Cookie Monster singing...
To eat it, but me way. Me want it, but me way.
He's singing to a bowl of cookies.
This is it, you know, because now they're also, have you heard that they're also going to do Sons of Poetry?
Yes, instead of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a parody. But, I mean, that's cool. That's
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
The fact that they are moving forward and doing things in popular culture today.
Well, they make it relevant.
They've always been.
They make it relevant for the kids now.
Right, and that's it. Well, but you have to understand, Kat, there was a time when they ran the same episodes for 7 years.
Yes.
You know?
Hey, I know. Yeah. I grew up thinking that people look like the 70s. Because when I was a kid, that was what was on Sesame Street, okay? We had the bell bottoms on Sesame Street.
Yeah, right.
That was the 80s.
Well, there's Electric Company and all that, which starred Morgan Freeman, you know.
He was Easy Reader.
Yes, he was. Absolutely. Hey, if you want to build a new home for Homer or try that new hairstyle for Marge, Danish toy company Lego will launch a special series themed The Simpson Family. See how that works out.
Legos is blowing up on everything.
Well, they are. That's extending the brand. It's all about that.
The Lego Star Wars thing was incredibly cute the first time I saw it. Instead of people dying, they just fell apart.
Right. This date in history, in 1782, George Washington created the Order of the Purple.